today's shiur in Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Beis. And we begin the new Masechta, Daf Beis, Amin Aleph, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Our Masechta Baba Basra, Tosfos, begins by discussing why Masechta Baba Basra comes after Masechta Baba Metzia and Baba Kama. Tosfos actually suggests that these three Masechtas are considered perhaps like one Masechta, and therefore, even though normally we try to understand why the order of Masechtas, here it may not be necessary because it's just one long Masechta. There are those that even suggest that all of Nezikin, not just Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, are one Masechta, but actually all of Nezikin are one Masechta. Tosfos goes on to suggest that given that we finished learning Masechta Baba Metzia, at the end of Masechta Baba Metzia, there were the last parak, we're discussing situations, habayis v'aliyah, people who were partners in a home, people who had two gardens next to each other. So the subject that we now discuss in our Masechta about two neighbors sharing a chatzar, sharing a yard, and dividing it is a natural follow to what we learned in Masechta Baba Metzia. The Rambam interestingly makes the following point. He says the halachas that we learned in the Mishnayis and in the Gemara are Masechta Baba Kama and Baba Metzia are halachas that are based on Psukim in the Torah, trying to understand Psukim in the Torah, whereas most of the Mishnayis and the halachas that we will Mitzvashem be learning Masechta Baba Basra are actually Sfaris, are logical concepts, and therefore it makes sense to first learn Masechta Baba Kama Baba Metzia, which are based on Psukim in the Torah, and then only afterwards learn Masechta Baba Basra. Tosfos goes on to discuss the halachis, the concept of Stam V'Achkach Mishnah, V'Achkach Machloikis, Machloikis V'Achkach Stam, that we have a rule, that at first we have a Mishnah that quotes a Machloikis, and afterwards we have a Stam Mishnah, that is the halach that we followed. Versus if we have first a Stam Mishnah, and after that we have a Machloikis, there we don't follow the ruling of the Stam Mishnah. However, that halacha only applies within one Masechta. Stam v'achkach machloikis in one Masechta, machloikis v'achkach stam in one Masechta. However, when we're learning from one Masechta to another Masechta, even though the Masechtas follow a specific order, the rule of stam v'achkach machloikis or machloikis v'achkach stam will not apply. Because when Rebbe learned one Masechta, the order in which he learned the Masechta was of course extremely specific. And if there's a Mishnah that's a Stam V'achkach Machloikis, or there's a Machloikis V'achkach Stam, it's for a very specific reason and purpose. However, when different Masechtas were learned, they weren't learned with any specific order. Rather, the way they were learned was that the Masechtas that the Talmidim wanted to learn in the yeshiva were learned in that order, and whatever the order that Talmidim wanted, and therefore following the order of the Masechtas to determine what the halacha is or isn't is not appropriate. Even though Rabbi Chanan Wasserman correctly points out, but Rebbe, when he determined the order of Shas, certainly had a very specific order in mind. So shouldn't that order that Rebbe followed in creating Shas have halachic significance? Says Rabbi Chanan, interesting vort. He says that since the Masechtas, as they were learned by Rebbe together with other Talmidim and Rabbonim. So when they created a specific order, it was very specific and something that we can learn from. Whereas the order of the Masechtas, as we know them, were done only by Rebbe himself. And says Rabbi Chanan, something that's learned by a tzibur together has much more value than something that's learned by someone, even though he's as great as Rebbe by himself. And therefore, the order which was in the Masechta, which was learnt by Rebbe and his Talmidim, has much more significance than the order of the Masechtas, which were just formed by Rebbe himself. The primary subject that we begin our perek with is the concept of Hezekriah, which means that if two people live near each other, they could precautions need to be taken that they shouldn't make visual damage, because I could see into my neighbor's yard and he could see into my yard. The stipler in the Sefer Kilos Yaakov, Simen Hei Masechta Bava Basra, identifies that there are three types of Hezekriah. One is personal damage, that somebody's engaged in something personal in his private home or his private chatzar, and he's going to feel discomfort and embarrassment when he's observed. Another concept of Hezekriah is that Hezekriah limits a person's use of his property. I can't do everything I want to do in my chatzar, knowing that my neighbors could see what's going on in my chatzar. And the third concept of Hezekriah, which we'll see in Mitzvah Shem on Amud Beis, is a concept of an ayin hara, that if me or my objects, my possessions, are open to observation by everybody, there's a concern of an ayin hara. There's a question that comes up: if Hezekriah, if one, it will say Hezekriah Shmei Hezek, could somebody be Meichel someone else's Hezekriah? The Rosh says that if two neighbors decided not to build a wall between themselves, they were Meichel their rights to that wall. It's certainly subject to Mechila. But the Rosh goes on to say that once the neighbors will meichel each other, they cannot retract that mechila. The Ramban, however, disagrees. And the Ramban's opinion is that even though certainly they have the right to be meichel each other, however, says the Ramban, that doesn't remain forever, and they could change their mind. And the question is, how do we understand this machlokes? So to help understand this machlokes, I saw another interesting question posed by the Chasam Sofer. As we're going to learn in a moment in the Mishnah Mitzvah Shem, in determining how the wall between the neighbors should be built, the Mishnah says, Hakol Kaminig HaMedina, we follow local custom. And we will in Mitzvah Shem soon discuss what is the halacha if there is no established Minig HaMedina. Whatever it is, and they do what the halacha is, they built the wall, and then afterwards that wall collapsed. By the time it comes to rebuild the wall, there already is a Minig HaMedina. Ask the Chasam Sofer, the new wall that they're going to have to build, will that new wall be built according to the current Minig HaMedina, or will it be rebuilt according to the way it was built at the beginning when there was no Minig HaMedina? And perhaps the question of the Chasam Sofer and the machloikas of the Rosh and Ramban are very connected, because the concept here is, how do we view Hezekriah? The Ramban is suggesting that every day I have an Isser to be mazik, to cause damage to my neighbor with Hezekriah. Because I have that's a new Isser every day, the fact that I was Michael and my neighbor was Michael me and I was Michael him today from Hezekriah has nothing to do with tomorrow. Every day has its own Hezekriah. And therefore, according to that opinion, if we go to the Chasam Sofer Shaila, if the wall has to be rebuilt, it'll have to be rebuilt according to the current Minig HaMedina. However, the Rosh, on the other hand, is learning it like a financial obligation. The Rosh is going to learn that if you owe me money the way to understand the machlokes is perhaps as follows: that if you owe me money and I'm meichel that halva, afterwards I can't change my mind. Whereas according to Ramban, if I would, for whatever reason, give you permission to tear my suit, just because I allow you to tear my suit today, doesn't mean that you could tear my suit forever. It's interesting to note, I saw that the Shor Mitzion Ba'alocha quotes a Me'iri that says that even though we're discussing the subject of Hezek Riyish Me'Hezek, which is actually the Halacha, says the Me'iri Shmiya, that means, let's say, we have neighbors, one neighbor next to each other, and the wall separating their homes is a thin wall, and they can hear between the walls what the neighbors are speaking. There is no concept of Hezek Shmiya. And the Miri explains, Re'iya is an act which is uncontrollable. I walk in the street, with my eyes open, I see what's happening. And therefore, as we quoted the Stipler earlier, we could have an issue of Hezek Riya. Whereas Shmiya is something that I could avoid listening to what you're saying, and truthfully, you perhaps could speak lower that it should create that I shouldn't be able to hear you. And therefore, says the Meiri, even if Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, Hezek Shmiya Loi Shmei Hezek. As far as the Halacha Bizman Hazeh, Rebbe Yoshev says that because of the zoning laws, and because the way houses are built in many countries and cities around the world, that they built one right on top of the other, with houses, apartment houses, with many apartments in one home, the zoning laws, given that that's the current law, preclude all Hezek Riya halachas. Rav Vosner, in the Shalas HaTshuva Shevet HaLevi, takes this concept, I think, a step further, more understandable, perhaps. As we're going to learn in Rashi, actually, the first Rashi of the Masechta, describes that the chetzeris, the yards in front of people's houses, were areas that people did different activities. And therefore, as we understand, because different activities were done in these yards, there's a concern of Hezek Riya that I could see you doing your activity, you could see me doing my activity. Because nowadays, that is no longer the custom, people don't do different private activities in their yards, so there's no concern of Hezek Riya. Hezek Riya is only because you're going to see me doing something, or you're going to prevent me from doing something that private that I normally would have done here. Now nobody does anything private there, and there's no concern for Hezek Riya. As we begin our Masechta, the Yarist Vash explains, the Mishnah begins as Shutfim, Shirotzu Lasis Mechitza. Shutfim that want to make a mechitza. So he says that every person is comprised of a shutfis. He has the guf and the neshama, gashmius and ruchnius. And they are shutfim in us. Hashutfim, these partners, in order for us to succeed in life, shirotzu, if we want to succeed and we want to have rotzen from Hashem, lasas mechitza, we have to make the proper gedorim, we have to make the proper fences in our activities to ascertain that we are living the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live. So says the Mishnah, Hashutfim shirotzu lasas mechitza b'chotzer. Hashutfim wanted to build a mechitza in a chotzer, b'ayinus hakaisa b'emtza. They build the wall in the middle of the chotzer. Actually, as I alluded earlier, there are two ways our Gemara will explain our Mishnah. One opinion, the Lishna Kama, follows the opinion, the position that Hezek Riya, Loi Shmei Hezek, it's not considered Hezek, and the Lishna Basra is of the opinion that Hezek Riya, Shmei Hezek. We will explain our Mishnah according to the Lishna Basra. As I said earlier, the Halacha indeed is that Hezek Riya, Shmei Hezek. And as I quoted Rashi earlier, Rashi says that the chotzer that the Mishnah is referring to is the chotzer that was in front of the homes, that they would do many activities in the chotzer, and that's why a wall had to be erected to separate. What about a chotzer in the backyard? That Rashi doesn't discuss. And I saw machlokes or achroinim. The Maram and Rav Moshe Feinstein and Dibris Moshe how to understand the what the halacha will be in the backyard. The Maram says, specifically, because the chatzar in the front of the house was used for so many different activities, there was a need, there was a concern of Hezekiah with that chatzar, and therefore, there the wall has to be erected. Whereas in the back of the house, it wasn't so common to do different activities, and therefore, a wall does not have to be erected. Rav Moshe takes the opposite approach. He says only in the front yard was it sometime, because as Rashi describes, all the different people from the different homes came through this common chatzar into entering their homes, even though those chatzeres were used for different activities, obviously their use was somewhat limited. Says Rav Moshe, if Rashi in explaining the Mishnah holds that the chatzar in front of the house needs to have a partition because of the concern of Hezek Rishmei Hezek, certainly the backyard, which is more secluded and therefore more likely to be used for private activities, there is no question that certainly the backyard also, this mechitza should be erected. The Rishonim debate, what will be the halacha where we have two people having two homes, sharing a chatzar in front of the homes. Each chatzar is in front of each person's home, but one person's home is much larger than the other person's home. So now, when we build this chatzar, and we speak about providing land, this mechitza, this wall, and we speak about providing land on which this mechitza will be erected, do they both have to contribute equally? Or do they contribute proportionally to the size of their chatzeres? Most Rishonim are of the opinion that they contribute equally. Some Rishonim, however, are of the opinion that they contribute proportionally. And in fact, there's some want to suggest that this question actually hinges on what is the proper girsa in our Mishnah. If the girsa of our Mishnah is then they contribute equally. If, however, the girsa in the Mishnah is le'emtza, then they contribute proportionally. Says the Mishnah, Malkum shenagu livnois, in a place where the minig is to build with gvil, with rough-edged stones, gazes are smooth stones, kfitzim is half-sized bricks, levenim are whole bricks, boinim. We build with different types. Hakel k'minig medina. We always follow the minig medina. And now the Mishnah will begin to describe how much has to be contributed, what is the size by the different stones. So the question that comes up, as we mentioned earlier, is what will be the halacha in a place where there is no minig medina? What kind of wall should be erected? It seems that the opinion of most Rishonim is that you only have to build on such circumstances a wall that's durable, that will last. I also saw a question that, let's say there's a minig medina, most people use one specific material, but there is a miyut, there are other people that use a different material. Isn't there a concept, asked in the Farshim, of ein holchim b'mamon acharoyv? When it comes to financial situations, we don't follow the roiv. So why here are we following the roiv? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained, the Yad Ramah explains. He says that when we say the concept of ein holchim b'mamon acharoyv, what that means is that we have a question what to do regarding a financial situation. We don't rely on Roiv to decide for us what to do. However, when it's an issue of determining what to do, there we can rely on Roiv to tell us that we should follow, if Roiv of the people follow a specific minig, that's the minig to follow. Furthermore, the obvious question. First, our Mishnah says that you should always follow the minig ha-medina. And then our Mishnah now, as we're about to begin, starts going into great detail what is the way you build with Gvil and what is the way you build with Gozes. Ask the Rishonim, the Rabban, Tosfos, other Rishonim, didn't we just say that we follow the Minhag HaMedina? So the Rabban answers as follows. The Minhag HaMedina could only tell us what material to use. But once we've identified which material is going to be used based on the Minhag HaMedina, then the halacha will dictate that this is the amount, this is the way this material should be used in building a partition. Tosfos takes a different approach. Tosfos says that our Mishnah is teaching us that even though we follow the Minhag HaMedina, let's say the Minhag HaMedina is that when you build with Gvil, you don't build with 6 Tfachim. When you build with Gvil, you build more. Says Tosfos, our Mishnah is teaching us that there is no reason to make a wall out of Gvil thicker than 6 Tfachim, and there we don't have to follow the Minhag HaMedina. However, according to Tosfos' opinion, if the Minhag HaMedina is to build with Gvil, and the Minhag is to build with Gvil less than 6 Tfachim, we will be able to follow that Minhag HaMedina. And therefore says the Mishnah, Gvil, if we're building with these rough edged stones, Zeh Nois and Gimel Tfachim, for Zeh Nois and Gimel Tfachim. Each one has to give 3 Tfachim. And Tosfos explains, why didn't the Mishnah just say that the wall should be 6 Tfachim? Answers Tosfos, if the Mishnah would have said that way, we would have assumed that each partner, each neighbor, has to contribute 6 Tfachim. Therefore, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that each one is only going to give 3 Tfachim for a total of 6 Tfachim. And as the Rishonim explain, this is the reason these are the shiurim given in the Mishnah, is these walls, if they're built out of these materials, in this way, the walls will be sturdy. Says the Mishnah, so Gvil, if we're building out of Gvil, Zeh Nois and Gimel Tfachim, Zeh Nois and Gimel Tfachim. If we're building with gauzes, with smooth stones, Zeh Nois and Tfachim Machzer, Zeh Nois and Tfachim Machzer. Each one gives 2.5 Tfachim. The Kfisim, if we're building with half-size bricks, Zeh Nois and Tfachim, Zeh Nois and Tfachim. Each one gives 2 Tfachim. Bovenim, we build with whole bricks, Zeh Nois and Tfachim Machzer, Zeh Nois and Tfachim Machzer. Each one gives a Tfach and a half for a total of 3. And therefore, since both parties have to contribute, the halacha is, if the wall were to collapse, we assume hamakim vavonim shoshneim, we assume that it belongs to both of them. As to Rishonim, when we were learning in Masechet Bamitzvah, we learned the situation, the first Mishnah of the last parak, Abayis v'Aliyah, where there was a whole wall. There were 2-story home. The lower story belonged to one person, and the upper story belonged to another person. And the wall collapsed, and some of the stones remain whole. Some of the stones are broken, and they wanted to divide these stones. And obviously, everybody is interested in receiving the whole stones. So the Gemara said that it wanted that if the whole stones or the stones were found in the property of one of the neighbors, one of the partners versus the other, that would be an indication that those stones belong to him. So ask Tosfos, why don't we follow the same approach in our Mishnah? The Mishnah says that this wall, if it collapses, we divide the land and we divide the raw material. But why don't we use the place where the stones are found as an indication who owns those stones? Answer Tosfos, that the Gemara Masechet Bamitzvah is referring to a situation where I have a chazaka on the stones. The person living on top has a chazaka to those stones. The person living on bottom has a chazaka to those stones. Now the question is, which chazaka should be continued? So we say the chazak is continued by identifying where the stones are currently. However, in our Mishnah, given that the wall belongs to both of us, there was never a chazakah to one neighbor on this wall more than to the other neighbor. And because neither of these neighbors had a greater chazakah walking into this situation, we don't rely on that approach. However, Tosfos and many other Rishonim take the opinion that even though we just said that where the stones are found is not an indication of who owns those stones, says Tosfos that if the stones will be left in the property of one of the neighbors for a long time, with the other neighbor not coming to claim those stones, that will become an indication that the stones belong to the person in whose property they are found, if they're there for a long time. Other Rishonim debate that and say if Al Gemara is taking the opinion that where the stones are is not a proof, it doesn't make a difference how long they are there. The Kain Begina, similarly says the Mishnah, is the halacha by a jointly owned vegetable garden. Makam Shenagu Ligdar, where the minig is to make such a wall, Mechayv and Oisai. Each one could be obligated to participate. Abo, the Bika, in a place where grain is grown, Makam Shenagu Shaloi Lagdar, in a place where the minig is that we don't make a wall, a Mechayv and Oisai. We can't force anybody to build a wall in such a place. Elam Ratza, but if one of the neighbors, one of the partners, should want to make a wall, he could take and build a wall completely on his land. But how will there be an indication for perpetuity that he was the one that built that wall? He makes a sign on the outside of the fence to indicate that he is the sole owner of this partition. And therefore, in such a situation, im nafla kaisel, were the wall to clap, hamakim v'avanim shaloi, the land and the wall and the stone all belong to him. If even in a grain field, both partners agreed to build the wall together, they build the wall between their two fields, and they both contribute the land, they both contribute the raw material, and they make a sign on both sides of the wall to indicate the joint ownership. Therefore, in such a situation, were the wall to collapse, the land on which the wall is built, and the raw materials shall shneim belong to both of them. Says the Gemara, Savrua, they assumed in the yeshiva. And as Tosfos points out, that the word Savrua seems to indicate that this was a Havamina. So Tosfos gives two reasons why the Gemara uses the word Savrua. One explanation is that, as we've said, Lahalacha, we are of the opinion that Hezek Ria Loi Shmei Hezek. Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. This is the opinion that holds that Hezek Ria Loi Shmei Hezek. And therefore, the Gemara uses the word Savrua because this is not the opinion that we're really going to follow Lahalacha. Another explanation, says Tosfos, that the Gemara can use the word Savrua to identify an opinion that will remain even the Maskana. And therefore, this opinion that holds Hezek Ria, Loi Shmei Hezek, sticks to his opinion till the end. The word Savrua could still be used. Savrua. So this opinion assumed my mechitza. What is the definition of the word mechitza? Guda, a wall. Kiritanya, as we learned in the Braisa, some say kiritnan. Tosfos says the proper gear says kiritanya. Mechitza sakarim shenifritza. We have here a situation where we have two fields. One field is a grain field, and one field is a grape field. The halacha is that these two fields, if these two crops mix together, then we have a situation, as we're going to describe, of klein. Before we go further, the Rashba explains why from the myriad of times that the word mechitza is used in Shas, does our Gemara choose to use this word, this situation, this brisa where the word mechitza is used? He explained, because this brisa teaches us the halacha of Garmi. Garmi, as we described when we learned Masechet Bava Kama, reflects a situation where I did not do direct damage, it's somewhat of indirect damage, which is the case that we're going to describe. And it's a chiddush that that's considered a situation of mazik, and therefore it has a special significance, and the Tanna shows that brisa to be the example for the word mechitza. The Chasam Sofer actually takes it a step further. The Chasam Sofer explains that just like Garmi is not really direct damage, but as I just said, it's considered hezek, so too the subject that we're discussing, hezek ria, is not really direct damage. And therefore, it's a very similar type of hezek, and it's a perfect example to use when we discuss the definition of the word mechitza. So we have this wall around the kerem that was breached. Oimeloi, the owner of the field, can say to the owner of the vineyard, Gedor, you have to repair the wall. And the Rishonim debate, why does he have to repair the wall more? Why does the owner of the grapes have to repair it more than the owner of the grain field? Rashi explains, because when you work with grapes, you need to have an area of Dalet Amos to maneuver to work with the vine. And therefore, if you have a wall, the halacha is the wall separates the two fields, and you could put your grapevines up to the wall. Otherwise, if you're not going to have that wall, you're going to step around the whole area, an area of Dalet Amos around the entire vine to make your vine, to tend to your vine, and therefore you have to leave Dalet Amos. Other Rishonim explain that it is the tendency of vine roots to expand into the next field. It's not the tendency of the grain, and therefore that's why the owner of the vines is the one that has to be the one that has to put up the wall. The Miri gives another reason. He says fields are typically used to plant grain. So the one that planted grain used the field for its normal use. The one that planted vines is did something unusual, and therefore it is he that has to take care of putting up the wall. And therefore, if the wall was breached, he is the one that has to fix it. Chazav and Nifritza, if again it's breached, Oymaloi Gedor. Again, the owner of the grain tells him, fix it. Tysus questions if it's only two times. The Braisa only speaks about two times being breached. If it's more than two times, does it need three times, which is normally the situation for Chazaka, or is the Braisa being specific and requiring only two times? Nisyash Shimon of Loigodra, if he didn't put up the wall, Hareza Kidesh, and now the vines creep into the grain field, they make the grain now osser, because the grain has klayim, and therefore the owner of the vines is held responsible for this. Tysus points out that it only is osur if this whole isur only begins if the owner of the vine ignored the warning. There's actually machrek for shinim who does the warning. Is it the owner of the field of the grain field that does the warning? Is it Besdin that does the warning? But only if he ignored the warning does the din of the Mishnah apply. But were he busy in constructing the wall, but we know that to construct a wall takes time, and in that time we had a situation of klayim created, it will not be usur, which is a little hard to understand, because isn't this a reality that we now have klayim? So yes, I was trying to build a wall, but doesn't change the reality that right now we have klayim. So the Achrayim explain that actually we don't have a real situation of Hezek, because this is a Hezek Shein, a Nikar. It's not really a noticeable Hezek. As I said before, it's not a direct Hezek, it's more like a Garmi. And therefore, Chazal were more lenient. And they said that only if he ignored the warning and let the Kalayim get created is it Osir. Anything else will not make it into a situation of Kalayim. Now that we've proven that the word Mechitza means partition, we try to understand our Mishnah. Our Mishnah began with the words Hashuk from Shiratz Alas Mechitza. Tamu. So what do we see? The Ratzu. It's because it's these two partners agreed to put up the wall, that the halachas of the Mishnah kick in. Haloi Ratzu. If they didn't want to put up a petition, we don't obligate them to put up that petition. Why? Obviously, our Mishnah is of the opinion, Hezek Riyo, Lav Shmei Hezek. Says the Gemara, and this is the Lishna Basra, Veima, I will actually tell you, my Mechitza, what is the definition of the word Mechitza? Plukta. A division. Kriksiv, as the Pasuk says, Veti Mechitzas Ha'eda. The Pasuk speaks there by the people who were captured from Midian. And they divided the congregation. And the Mishnah is teaching us that once these two neighbors agreed, Kivin the Ratsu, once they agreed, we forced them to build a wall. Once they agreed to divide the courtyard, they have to build a wall. Why? Because Alma has agreed with Shmei Hezek. Ask the Gemara if we're explaining that the Mishnah means, we're defining that the Mishnah means that they wanted to make a division. The wording is somewhat inappropriate. The right way the Mishnah should have said is that they wanted to divide. Elamai, what are we going to go back and say? That what does the word mechitza mean? Guda. And what it means is, so now we have a different question to ask the Gemara. If we're going to learn Hashutvim Shirotz Lassus Mechitza, the Shutvim wanted to make a wall, the Chatzur and the Chatzur, so ask the Gemara, instead of the Mishnah continuing with the words, Bainan Es HaKaisel, the next words of the Mishnah should have been, Bainan Oisai, they build that wall. That's the proper way. We're already speaking about the wall. Why does he have to repeat the word Kaisel? Bainan Oisai Mibailai. Answers the Gemara, that's not a question. Because Itana Oisai, had the Mishnah used the word Oisai, have Amina, we would assume Mimesipis Ba'alma, any boundary marker itself is enough of a division. Kamash Mlam, the Mishnah has to therefore teach us the word Kaisel. It's interesting to note, the Rishash makes the point, that even though normally when we have in the Gemara these two dots before a phrase, it somewhat represents that we're learning a new Gemara. Here, these two dots before and after these words that are words of our Mishnah don't actually represent a new Gemara. They actually represent a question. Ask the Gemara the question. It said in the Mishnah, if they both agreed, Pshita, to build the wall, they have to build in the middle. Pshit, it's obvious, they both agreed to do it, so that's, they now have to contribute the land and the material. Answers the Gemara, by Tzricha, the Mishnah is referring to a situation, the Kadm Chad V'ratzi L'chaveri. One partner went over to the other, and asked them to agree to divide the courtyard with a partition. Mad Tema, maybe could say, that the other person, Matzi Amalek, could say to him, Kis V'ratzi L'chavavira, when I agreed that you could put up a partition which will obstruct my view of your half of the courtyard. But I never was prepared to give up some land to put up that wall. Kamash Milan, that he can't make that claim. Once he agreed to build a wall, he has to provide the land necessary for such a wall. Ask the Gemara, as we've been learning, The opinion of the Lishna Kama is that Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek. Asked the Gemara, how can we have such an opinion? The Gemara is now going to ask six questions which are alluded to in this siman. Tashma, we learned in our Mishnah, the Chaim Begina. What the same halacha will be by a garden that a wall must be built. Isn't the Mishnah teaching us that just like that there's a problem of Hezek Ria by a garden? Says the Gemara, Gina, a vegetable garden, Shani Kedir of Abba. Don Rab Abba Omarav, Huna Omarav, Oslo Adam Sh'am B'tztei Chaveroi, a person not allowed to stand next to his friend's field, B'shoshi Medes B'kamasav, as things are growing there. Certainly, therefore, a garden is more of an issue of Hezek Ria than anywhere else. And the Rishonim discussed, Tosfos and the other Rishonim, why is there more of a concern of Hezek Ria by garden versus anywhere else? Tosfos says, because a garden, a vegetable garden, is growing vegetation an entire year, whereas a grain field is only during the season, and therefore there's more of a concern of Hezek Ria there than anywhere else. Another pshat is that a vegetable garden is somewhat interesting, the vegetables as they're growing. A grain garden is very boring. It's all just rows and rows and rows of the same. And therefore, there's more of a concern by a garden than there is by a grain field. Another pshat is that it's very likely, very common, that in a vegetable garden there should be trees. And people like to sit on the trees, people like to look at trees, and therefore there's more of a concern by a grain garden, by a vegetable garden, than by a grain, than by a grain field. Ask the Gemara, but didn't the word Mishnah say v'chein k'tani, equating that the halacha which applies by a vegetable garden will be a chatzar? Answers the Gemara, gvil agazes. When we use the word v'chein, it refers to the building materials. That the same building materials we should follow minig medina regarding the building materials, but not the basic halacha of Hezek Ria. Tashma. So the Gemara brings a right from the Mishnah we're going to learn on Daf Hei Amen Aleph. The Mishnah says, Kaisel Chatzah Shanafal, if the Kaisel in a Chatzah collapsed, Mechayim Noisoy, Limnes of Dalar Amis. He has to rebuild the wall only up to Dalar Amis. As Tosfos explained, to Rishonim explained, up to Dalar Amis, there's a concern that you could see what's going on in somebody else's field. Above Dalar Amis, there's nothing to worry about. Answers the Gemara. From there there's no Raya, because there is referring to a situation Nafal Shani. There was originally a wall. And therefore, there certainly you have to rebuild the wall. Not our Mishnah is referring to a situation where there was no wall previously, and therefore we have no Raya that you necessarily have to build a wall. Ask the Gemara, or the Karli Makarli, what was the Havamin of the Gemara's question? Isn't it obvious that there's a difference between where there was a wall versus where there was no wall? Answers the Gemara, Seifet Sukhle. The person who asked the question assumed that the only reason that Mishnah chose the case of a collapsed wall was to teach us the din that the Seifa of that Mishnah says. The Medala Amos Lamala. That he doesn't have to make a wall higher than Dalar Amis. But that's the point of the Mishnah. But the point of the Mishnah is not to draw a distinction between a new wall and an old wall. Kamash Malam, yes, that is part of the way I understand the Mishnah is there's a difference between a new wall and an old wall. Toshma. So the Gemara attempts with a different raya. The Mishnah says, on Daf Zayin on the base, Koyvin I say Livnois Beis Shav Adalus L'Chotzer. We compel the residents of a common courtyard to contribute to building the gatehouse, the door, L'Chotzer. Why do we have to build all these things? Isn't it because of Hezek Ria? Shema Mino Hezek Ria Hezek. And says the Gemara, there it's talking about Hezek the Rabbim Shani. There's a concern that people walking from outside will see what's going on. That everybody will agree is a Hezek. Ask the Gemara, or the Yachid Loi, but you're now making a difference between a rabbi and a Yachid. Tashma, the Mishnah says in Daf Yud Aleph, Ein Cholkenes a Chotzer, we don't have to divide a Chotzer, Achie by Dal Amos Lezeh, but Dal Amos Lezeh. Unless each one of the partners, each one of the neighbors, will be left with four Amos. Hayesh Bekadeh Lezeh Lezeh, if each one of the neighbors will be left with an area of Dalar Amis, Cholkin, then we will force them to build a wall. My lab, a Kaisel. So don't we see that they could force them to build, each other to build a wall, because it has a Gria? Loi. It means B'mesippus Ba'alma. We can make them only use a boundary marker. There's no need necessarily to build a wall, and we don't have a ride that has a Gria Yishmei Ezek. Toshma, Hachaloinus. If somebody puts up a wall in his courtyard opposite the windows of somebody of his neighbor's house, whether the windows are above, whether it's above or below the windows, connect them or right opposite them, dalar amis. There has to be a space of dalar amis between the windows and the wall. The Tanya law and the Braisa in explaining that Mishnah said, Mamalam, when the walls reach above the windows, they have to be four amas higher, kadesh la yotzitz v'yira, so that the owner can't look from his wall into his neighbor's window. Mamata, when the wall is below the windows, it has to be four amas lower, kadesh la yamid v'yira, that he shouldn't stand on top of the wall and look into the windows. Mikanagdam, if the wall is right opposite them, you need dalar amas between them, kadesh la yapul, that the wall shouldn't make the neighbor's home dark. But the first two halakhas that we just quoted clearly indicate that we were concerned about looking into somebody else's property. Answers the Gemara, Hazeka the Bayashani, looking into somebody else's home? Till now we've been speaking about us looking to each other's chatzar. There is not such a great concern for Hezek Ria. Looking into somebody else's home, certainly there's a concern for Hezek Ria, and everybody will agree that we have to be concerned about that. The Gemara brings the last ray. Toshma Adam Rav Nachman Mishmul. Gak Asomul Chatzer Chaveri. If somebody's roof is next to somebody else's chatzer, Oislam Mak Gvoy Dal Amis. We have to make a fence four Amis around that roof, so he shouldn't be able to look into what's going on in his neighbor's chatzer. So we see that this has a Gria even by a chatzer. Shani Hasam. Says the one, you can't bring a ride from there. Dominly bal chotzel bal gag, because the person who owns the chotzel could say to the person on the roof, l'day kvili de shmishti. I always work in my chotzer. L'dach lo kvili de shmishtach. A roof is not a place which is always used for activities. V'lo yidana, and since I can't anticipate b'hay idna zelik of asis, when you're going to be up on top of your roof, that's tanimenach. That I should know that now's the time that I shouldn't do private activities in my chatzar. Therefore, he could demand that he make a fence. However, when we're talking about a shared chatzar, a shared courtyard, since each partner frequently and routinely uses his half, nobody is ever going to do any private activities in the first place in their half. And therefore, we can't bring a raya from a gag to a chatzar to the situation of two chatzeris. What is the din regarding Hezek Ria?